Mechaber tells us that Ein Sorach Lamod Ma'umad B'Eis Shekorin B'Torah. That it's not necessary that when the Torah is being read publicly, for the person who is listening to the Torah reading to be standing. However, the Ramah Shisus says that V'Eish Machmirim, there are those who are more strict. The Omdin, when they do stand, V'Chein Asa Maharam, and he quotes the Maharam who has this custom. It's brought down in the Mishnah Brura, discussing the whole idea of standing, not necessarily when the Torah is being read, but possibly other times. And he says, if your custom is to sit during the Torah reading, it doesn't matter, even though the Torah is in front of you, it's not an issue at all. The whole problem of when a person, it's necessary, everyone holds you must be standing, is only kishadam noso, only at a time when it's being carried. However, in the event that it's placed bimkomah in its proper place in the Aron HaKodesh or whatnot, in Sarach, then at that point it's no longer necessary for one to stand. And he says, furthermore, filu kishe echad tosa biyado, instead of, let's say, putting it as we have upstairs in a specific place after the Torah has been read during the Haftorah, sometimes in some places the person holds the Sefer Torah while the Haftorah is being read. Kivanshu Yoshev Imkomo, since the person who is holding it is sitting and the Torah is in one place, in Sarach Lamo Lifaneha, it's no longer necessary for you to stand. Afilohim Betoch Dald Amo Shula Albim. It doesn't matter, even if maybe you're close to it, nonetheless, it's 100% fine. And the basic reason why it's necessary in general to stand while the Torah is in motion is not anywhere found in the Torah. However, we find a separate mitzvah, they say b'tokum, that when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, someone who is scholarly, it's a mitzvah, the Torah says, that we have the obligation to stand for them. And therefore, the Gemara in Kedushin, through the means of a Kal Vachomer, understands that if the whole reason why we stand for this individual is because of the Torah which is found within them, so certainly Alachas Kama Vakama for the Torah itself, that when it's in motion, it's necessary for us to stand. So now the Piskei Tshuvos discusses this idea in a greater length, the idea of this dispute, if you will, between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether or not one should stand during Kriyas HaTorah. Again, according to the Ramah, he doesn't say you have to, but he says the Ish Machmir, and there are those who are meticulous, a little more strict to do so. Now, he says, according to this, even according to the leniency, the Mishnah Brura says that Mishas Amiras Baruchu, the Anias Baruch Hashem Hamvarach, during the very beginning of the Aliyah, Lakuli Alma Srichin Lamod, Dehu Davarshav Kedusha. He says that since this is a Davarshav Kedusha, like for example, Baruchu, which we know right after Yishtabach, we all stand, even if you're sitting, but we stand and we say Baruchu standing. And therefore, according to the Mishnah Brura, it's possible that it's necessary that you would have to stand for this as well. Now, not everyone everyone agrees to this opinion. Not everyone, even some people who are tzaddikim, tovim, many people do not hold of this. Not only do they not stand for Kriyas HaTorah, but even during the Aliyot, the time that a person is saying Baruch Hashem Baruch, they also sit. It's not necessarily 100% that you have to stand even for that. After all, we find many individuals that are not makbid. And he quotes, Rav Chaim Vital does, in the name of the Arizal. And he testifies, that the Arizal would not stand, not only the Arizal would sit throughout Kriyas HaTorah, but he would also sit when it comes to those individuals getting the Aliyah. Of course, there's not the only one that has that opinion. Now, interestingly enough, once we hear the massive opinion of the Arizal that it's not necessary to stand, not only for the Torah reading, but even for the Aliyahs. So some people want to take that even one step further, that they say that the minhag on the Arizal is adarabba, it's the opposite. Not only is it, as the Ramah said, maybe it's a good thing to stand. No, the Arizal apparently was sitting down for a specific reason, as though to say you should not stand. However, as the Piskei Tshuva says, it's kind of hard to believe that. And therefore, we'll all the Arizal saying it's not necessary. Not that it's l'shita, it's a better thing to sit, that we never find. It's hard to understand that that would be the case. And therefore, even though the Arizal sat, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with standing. In fact, the Ramah says it's something which is a good thing to do. However, kolpanim minhag rabim etovim shel lamod. As we said, there are many people, such as the Arizal, that do not stand at all during the Kriya. Now, what happens if you have a different custom of the shul that you're in? For example, v'im niku adam shenohig tamid lamud. You always stand everywhere you go. You happen to be a visitor for a Shabbos, and you're going to a community, a shul, where not a single person is standing during Kriyas HaTorah. So is there an issue of you being the one person standing? Because after all, maybe you look like a Baal Gaiva. So the Piskei Tshuva says, Askim Harbi HaPoskim, that the Poskim say, She'en Chshash Yehura, that's not an issue whatsoever. You certainly can keep your minhag, that which you do, even though everyone else is sitting. Oshinoi Minhag HaMakom, you can divert and go a little bit against that, what everyone else is doing, and that's not an issue whatsoever. You are allowed to stand in the event where everyone is sitting. Not only that, V'chein L'Hepach, also the same thing. The opposite. If you go to a shul where the minhag is everyone must stand, everyone must stand. If you wish, you can sit, and there are certainly many shitos that you can respond to someone that says, no, you got to stand. It's the minhag to stand. You can certainly sit. It's not an issue. The Indian minhag harbi kahilos, and then he says that there are many communities that even though they sit throughout Kriyas HaTorah, there's sometimes in which they'd stand. B'kriyas Shiras HaYam v'Aseres HaDibros. And he says specifically when it comes to Shiras HaYam, by the Yam Suf as well as the reciting of the Aseres HaDibros. Gam b'zeh matzinu deos hasholem haminag v'deos hamastika haminag. There are those people who support it and some people that say it's not good. Well, why would we think it's not a good thing? So it's brought down. Now, according to the Chidah, he says there's absolutely nothing wrong with standing during Aseres HaDibros. But the problem is that the Gemara in Brachos discusses that the Aseres HaDibros really should be part of our everyday tefillos. It should be part of our davening. In fact, if you look in the Art Scroll, it's found at the very end, after all said and done, after the Shir Shal Yom, you'll see it says Aseres HaDibros in there. It's a nice thing to say. But it wasn't instituted because, as the Gemara tells us, there was the concern of the Tarumos Haminim, that people will say, why are we picking and pointing out and excluding the Aseres HaDibros? Must be that's the only thing that was given to the Jewish people by God, and everything else was written by man, which of course is not true. And therefore, because of that, there was the concern of giving more weight to the Aseres HaDibros by having it as part of our tefillah. And therefore, because of that, some feel maybe it's better if you're sitting throughout the davening, you shouldn't stand for the Aseres HaDibros, because then it will again give that perception that there's something special or unique of it as opposed to the rest. However, the Chidah says it's not an issue, because the whole problem is that it will give the perception that this is Torah and the rest is not Torah. However, when it comes to the laning, you're laning the entire Parsha, obviously you're laning stuff before or stuff after it. And therefore that perception is not a problem whatsoever. In conclusion, he says, Ach b'zeh, when it comes to this, l'yishana adam minhag makom, you should not go against the custom if you're adamant. You should not stand during the Aseres HaDibros, and the entire community, the whole shul is standing, then in fact you must follow the minhag makom, and you must stand with them.